Now, prior to your graduation, had you been put on a track of some sort that took you into your first practice situation, law practice situation?
No, the Armed Forces. You know, I'd had that deferment for 8 years, so the minute I graduated, I went into the Navy, Officer Candidate School, and into the JAG Corps, and I served about 41 months with the Marine Corps.
Oh, you did?
As a lawyer, yes.
Now, this would have been starting in 56 or so.
Yes.
For better than 3 years, right?
Yes.
Up to 60 or so, close to 60.
Yes, it was in 60, yeah. And my friends who were back here, fellows I was closest to, started their own law practice. I don't know whether it's because, like me, well, that isn't the reason, but they are such people as Tom Brennan, who later became Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, is now the president.
Were you in the famous law firm that had Brennan,
Walker,
yes, Walden, Brickley, and who was it? Was Gribbs in there?
Well, yes. I'll tell you what that was. While I was away fighting the Great War on the beaches of the Blue Pacific in Southern California, my service was in peacetime, Roger, and really learning something about how to try lawsuits because I was prosecuting and defending criminal cases in the Marine Corps. My pals were back here trying to organize a law practice, so I returned home after my 3.5 years in the service, and first thing you do is look up your pals, and my pals were Tom Brennan, who was ahead of me at Catholic Central and had been a pal at U of D, and Dick Maher, who was a classmate at U of D.
On
the State Court of Appeals. And the law firm was in the First National Building, and there it was in the door, Waldron, Brennan, Brickley, and Maher. And I walked in, and my pal says, "Nice to see you, but we're struggling to feed our families, and if you want to join us, we'd love to have you, but you got to bring in your own business." So I came aboard on that basis and stayed with those fellows for about 3 or 4 years. And the people in the firm were Bob Waldron,
who later was Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, and he was never around. He was in Lansing all the time. And we thought he was the Grosse Pointe feed. He was going to send us all the business. We were too naive to recognize that because Bob lived in Grosse Pointe and represented it, didn't mean he was going to have any law business. And he didn't have much to send. And then there was Tom Brennan, whom I've just described. And then there was his brother, Joe Brennan, who is now deceased. Terry, as we called him. Dick Maher, who was in the Court of Appeals. None of these fellows, for some reason or other, had to go into service. So they'd been at this for 3 years. And they rented space in the suite in order to help make ends meet to another U of D grad who had been an assistant prosecutor and gotten tired of it and wanted to try private practice, and his name was Ray Gribbs.